Start by finding a place that feels comfortable. Begin to tune out the world around you and dedicate time to being undisturbed. Take a deep breath and know that you are working on your personal practice. In these quiet times, you are strengthening your mind, teaching yourself to influence your emotional state, and finding sacred space to improve your mental game plan. The more you come back to these places in your mind, the stronger you will become. Today, we take a paced walk to a sacred place within ourselves. Start by placing your body in a comfortable position, supported by something sturdy. Begin to settle into the moment by encouraging the world to stay at bay for a few moments in time. You are exactly at the right place at the right time, doing just what you need to be doing. Begin to slow your breathing and bring stillness to your body. Take a breath in through your nose. One, two, three, four, and hold it. One, two, three, four. Exhale out of your mouth. One, two, three, four, and enjoy the body's stillness. This will begin to quiet your mind. Repeat these breaths as you journey. Bring a breath in. Hold it. And exhale. If you notice thoughts coming in, allow them, acknowledge them, and send them on their way. You can return to them later. I'd like you to start your walk today by a makeshift wooden fence. It's in a field and feels undisturbed. This is a path known to you and only you. Look around and take in the sky. It is of your choosing. Fill this moment with a peaceful breath. Look down the path. There are trees of your choosing. This scene is comfortable to you. Let's begin your walk. With each step, you can hear the familiar crunch of the trail. Your steps are comfortable. Your breathing has settled in, and you begin to look around at the scenery. Crunch. 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 The path takes you around a curve, and you are deep into a secluded place. The path leads down a few more turns and comes to a cave. You can smell the difference in the atmosphere. You can see the smoothness of the stone. It has been worn by the weather and the history of life. If any thoughts have joined you on the walk, place them outside of the cave. When you enter the cave, you are free from the outside. When you're ready, duck down ever so slightly and enter. It's slightly damp, yet welcoming. You're familiar with this place. It leads you quickly to a warm corner. There's a crackling fire. You are welcomed. Sit down close by. You can feel the sacredness of the moment, and you begin to slow your breathing. This place is your truth. It represents the authentic, unencumbered voice of your deepest wants and power. It's your intuition, your courage. It holds the drive and the passion you have always felt. It represents the parts that will not succumb, that will not give in. You begin to take in deep breaths, recognizing this fire is untouched. It will continue to burn, as it always has. In this moment, you have the reminder that this part of you is always here. Begin to find a place in your body that you can store this fire. Channel its energy. If you choose, take a hand and place it over part of your body that it represents. Connect with the fire. As you rise, you notice your body feels stronger. Your spirit feels lifted. Stand as tall as your body will allow, and let this strength move to the end of each limb. Find a moment of gratitude for connecting back to this place within. Move away from the fire toward the opening of the cave. This is your sacred place, a place you can return any time of the day or night. The fire will always be here. As you begin your journey again, you can hear the crunch of the trail. This time, you notice your steps are lighter because your spirit is emboldened. When you're ready, return back to the room. Take this feeling with you. It only requires the span of a breath or the beat of a heart to connect to the fire within.